Hallelujah, in the name of Christ, we commence our sharing.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名，我们在这里分享。
Why do we need to have interpersonal skills?
为什么我们要有个人的关系，人际关系的这个技巧呢？
And why do we need to have, to be a good counselor for one another?
为什么我们要成为一个好的辅导员呢？
And why do we need to learn about the truth that is entrusted to us?
为什么我们要学习到被教托的真理呢？
And why do we need about the one true church?
我们为什么要学习关于这个独一真教会呢？
And why do we need to learn about fellowship and family services?
为什么我们要学习家庭聚会还有团契呢？
It all has to do with spiritual growth.
这些都是因为跟这个属灵的成长有关系。
Because to grow after baptism is very difficult.
因为在受洗之后要成长是很困难的。
And we know without reading the Bible, without praying to God, we cannot grow.
如果我们不读经、不祷告的话，我们没办法成长。
Because the Word of God is the spiritual food for us who live in the Spirit to grow.
因为神的话语就是属灵的食物让我们能够在属灵里面成长。
And the Holy Spirit is the spiritual water for us to drink.
这个圣灵是我们的属灵的泉源，给我们能够喝。
But at the same time, why so?Newly baptized members, so difficult for them to grow.
那是为什么那些新受洗的弟兄姐妹要成长那么困难呢？
A lot of time we must reflect on ourselves.
有时候我们要自己的反省。
Those of us who've been in church for a while.
我们已经在教会已经一段时间了。
Do we really take time to nurture the newborn babies?
我们有没有花时间来去照顾他们呢？
Do we take time to counsel them according to God's will?
我们有没有花时间按照神的话语来神的旨意来去辅导他们呢？
Because every soul is so important.
因为每一个灵魂都是很重要的。
Not only to us, but also to God.
不只是对我们来讲，对神来讲也是一样。
Because every soul has been purchased by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为每一个灵魂都是主耶稣的宝血买回来的。
So because of this, that every soul that is lost, this means with the blood of Christ will become in vain.
所以一个失去的灵魂就代表说主耶稣的宝血是白流了。
Just like this newborn, newborn baby.
就好像这个图片里面的新婴孩。
This newborn baby is in Hawaii. He was born almost 2 months, before the time.
他是早产两个月，在夏威夷。
And he was in the hospital about 2 weeks.
他在医院住了两个礼拜。
Because they thought he would not make it.
因为医生以为他们。这个小孩没办法活下去了。
But praise and thank God, after a couple of weeks in the hospital, that he became more alive or more lively.
但是感谢神这个婴孩在医院里面住了几个礼拜，他越来越有生命力了。
And he's only 3 months old during his baptism.
他这次受洗的时候是只有三个月。
When members saw this picture, right? This picture is under the water.
这照片是在水里面照的。
And many members they shed tears.
当然。信徒那边的信徒看到这个照片的时候，很多信徒都流眼泪。
Because for this little boy to be baptized is truly the grace of God.
因为对这个小婴孩来讲，能够受洗，事实上是神的恩典。
Because we didn't know he was going to make it.
因为我们不晓得他能不能活下去。
So that's why for us, for every soul that come into the church.
所以每一个灵魂来到神的面前
，we must really think and reflect how can we nurture this soul and how can we bring it to grow according to image and likeness of God.
所以我们一定要思想一下，要怎么样子让它成长按照神的形象来成长。
From 1982 until now, I think we have the same amount of members in True Jesus Church.
从1982年到现在，真耶稣教会的人数差不多没有改变。
It was also reported in 1982 there were about 2,500 members.
在1982年记录的有
2,500 members. 2,500 members.
有25万的信徒。
And now 2,500.
Okay. 2,500个信徒。
So now in 2010, we also have about 2,500 members.
但是在2010年今天我们美国教会还是只有2,500个信徒。
So this means those who've been baptized actually very few of them stay in the church.
所以就是说那些新受洗的很多都没有留在教会。
Since I was baptized 11 years ago,
我在11年前受洗。
I hardly see any new faces inside the church.
在教会里面没有看到很多新的面孔。
even though I see a few of them, but a year, 2 years later, they are gone.
虽然我看到有些新的面孔，但是过了几年又不见了。
Why? Because even though we come to be baptized, that doesn't mean we grow in the likeness and image of God.
为什么呢？我们受洗了，相信神了，不代表说我们能够成长活着主耶稣的形象。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
我们来看哥林多前书第十章。
Verse 5.
第十章的第十第五节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5.
哥林多前书第十章第五节。
But with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their body was scattered in the wilderness.
第五节，但他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人，所以在旷野倒闭。
We can see this is the Paul he encouraged the members in Corinth.
在这里保罗勉励哥林多教会的信徒。
He said, Brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea.
第一节讲到说，弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过。
And all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
都在云里海里受洗归了摩西。
And all ate the same spiritual food.
并且都吃了一样的灵食。
And all drank the same spiritual drink.
也都喝了一样的灵水。
For they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ.
所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
Yes, these people, you can see they are the chosen one of God.
这些都是神的选民。
They went through the Red Sea.
他们经过红海。
On dry land.
他们走过干地。
They went through the wilderness of 40 years to be trained by God.
他们在旷野里面经过40年的训练。
But before the journey end, many of them, their bodies scattered in the wilderness.
但是当他们的旅程快要结束之前他们很多的身体都是倒在旷野上。
Just like nowadays.
就好像现在一样。
You can see, yes, many people come to be baptized in our church.
我们看到很多人来到我们教会受洗。
But very few stay in the church.
但是很少的留在教会。
Because why in church they cannot grow in the spirit?
为什么他们在教会里面在这个灵里面没办法成长呢？
So when trial and tribulation come upon them, then it's very easy for them to fall from God's grace.
当他们遇到困难的时候患难的时候，他们就没办法持守他们的信心。
Remember when the Israelites walked through the Red Sea?
我们要记得当以色列民过红海的时候。
And during the time they saw the great miracle of God.
他们那个时候看到神的伟大的这个奇迹。
He split the Red Sea for them to walk on dry land.
神为他们打开了这个分开了这个红海。
So Miriam and the women, they played the tambourine, right? They were so joyful.
米利安跟那些妇女们他们都弹琴，很喜乐。
But so many of them die in the wilderness.
但是很多他们当中很多人死在这个旷野之中。
Just like nowadays, when we see new members get baptized.
就好像现在我们看到有新的新受洗的信徒。
They are very joyful.
他们很喜乐。
But not many days later, many months later.They no longer in church.
但是在不久的日子之后他们却不再来教会了。
And what's some of the reason?
为什么会这样子呢？
And what's some of the reason why the Israelite body scattered in the wilderness?
为什么以色列民很多的百姓他们的身体尸体都倒在这个旷野当中呢？
Because they lust after evil things.
因为他们有这个嗜欲。
And then that's in verse 6. And then in verse 7, they become idolaters.
他贪恋二世，他们也拜偶像。
And verse 8, they commit sexual immorality.
他们也行奸淫。
And then verse 9, they tempted Christ.
然后第九节，他们试探主。
And verse 10, they complain.
然后第十节，他们埋怨。
So what are the reason why they did all of this? Because they do not grow in the likeness and image of God.
为什么他们会倒呢？是因为他们没办法成长有神的形象。
So nowadays we must.Really nurture the new born babies to become like our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们现在一定要好好的照顾新受洗的弟兄姐妹，让他们能够有神的形象。
Don't nurture them to become like us.
不要让他们成长好像我们。
Because sometimes when we have a newborn baby, a new baptized member.
有时候我们有新受洗的弟兄姐妹。
Of course, there are certain people more gifted than others.
当然有些弟兄姐妹他们有些比较有恩赐。
Maybe in Bible reading.
或许在领读经。
And fellowship with the members.
或许跟弟兄姐妹之间的团契。
But if we always allow these certain members always interact with new believers, sooner or later, if something happens, the new believers will not come to church anymore.
但是如果我们只是依赖着这些个别的弟兄姐妹来去照顾新受洗的弟兄姐妹，但是 如果有一天他们发生什么事情，他们不会再来教会了。
Why? Because if these members always, only one member is always nurturing them, then of course, this brother, sister become their idol.
啊，因为如果只有一两位弟兄姐妹来去照顾新收血弟兄姐妹的话，这一两位弟兄姐妹会慢慢的变成他们的偶像。
And because of this, they feel they cannot, you know, interact with any other brothers and sisters.
这样子的话，他们就没办法跟其他的弟兄姐妹有关系。
And because of this, they can never see God.
这样子的话，他们就没办法看到神。
Then of course, it's very easy for them to fall from the grace of God.
当然，这样子的话，他们就很容易亏欠神的荣耀。
So that's why for us, those of us who've been church for a while,
所以对于我们在教会已经一阵子的弟兄姐妹，
we have to realize that a person who's newly baptized, they are babe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要了解到说，新受洗的弟兄姐妹就是好像在基督里面的小婴孩。
So this means we must be very careful how we treat them.
我们一定要在我们对待他们的事情上要很小心。
Because sometimes when we say something wrong, then they just leave the church just like that.
有时候我们说错了一些话，他们就不来教会了。
That's why interpersonal skills and also counseling is very important part to, you know, nurture a person of their growth.
所以这些人际关系的技巧，还有这个辅导的技巧也是很重要的。
But sometimes when a new baptized member, you know, is baptized after they baptize.
当新受洗的弟兄姐妹受洗之后，
then we just leave them alone.
我们有时候就把他们就放在一边了。
We don't have to take the time to nurture them at all.
我们没有花时间来去照顾他们。
But meanwhile, before they're baptized, we take so much time to nurture them.
但是当他们还在慕道的时候，我们却花很多时间陪他们谈。
But after they're baptized, all of a sudden, we just leave them alone.
但是当他们受洗之后，突然我们就把他们放在一边了。
But we have to realize they're just a newborn baby.
我们要了解到说，他们只是一个新生的婴孩。
I'm sure as parents, if you, you know, just have a baby, you would not leave your baby alone, right? Even for half an hour, you just feel like you need to be there to make sure they are safe.
比如说，好像作为父母的，我们都知道说，我们不会把新出生的婴孩就放下来不理他。或许甚至一个小时也不能放他下来。
So every new believers, if we want them to grow, we must treat them just like a baby.
所以每一位新受洗的弟兄姐妹，我们都要把他们看成好像新生的婴孩。
So if we treat them as a baby, then we must be very careful how we nurture them.
所以如果我们看他们成为是婴孩的话，我们就要好小心的要去看看怎么样照顾他们。
Can we throw a baby around?
我们可不可以把婴孩丢来丢去呢？
Of course not.
当然不行。
Can you really, you know, be very harsh with them?
我们可不可以对他们很凶、很硬呢？
For sure, we cannot treat a newborn baby just like an adult.
当然，我们不能够对婴孩好像对大人一样。
But sometimes unconsciously, that's what we do to new believers.
有时候我们会很不小心的，就是这样子对待新受洗的弟兄姐妹。
For example, when we have church matters, you know, church problems.
比如说我们教会有问题了。
And we make mistake and shame with the new members.
然后我们或许犯错了，把一些教会的问题跟弟兄姐新受洗的弟兄姐妹分享。
And we start the gossip about this person, that person, tell all the bad things going on in church. Of course, they are newborn babies; they cannot handle it.
我们就开始讲信徒的坏话，讲教会的坏话。当然，新受洗的弟兄姐妹没办法接受。
And even I myself.
就算我本身也是一样。
Almost every story that I hear from brother and sister, I never share with my wife.
很多大部分弟兄姐妹跟我分享的事情，我都没有跟我的太太分享。
The first reason I don't want to give my burden to her or the members' burden to her.
第一，我不想把弟兄姐妹的担子交给她。
And then the second reason is not good for spirituality.
第二，也是因为对她的我太太的灵性没有帮助。
And she's my wife.
她是我的太太。
And I know her about her spirituality.
我知道她的灵性是怎么样
子。How about if you have a newborn baby, a new believer, we share everything with them? This would be the biggest mistake.
如果有新的弟兄姐妹我们把所有东西都跟她分享的话，或许是一个错误。
I say sometimes we as brothers and sisters.
有时候我们作为弟兄姐妹。
When we have a new person baptized,
当看到有新的弟兄姐妹受洗，
we want to bring them to our side, right, on our side.
很多时候我们会想要把他带到我们身边。
So we would, you know, unconsciously tell, you know, many bad stories about the people we really don't get along too well.
或许不在意的我们就会把别人不好的事情就告诉这位弟兄姐妹。
And when we do this, not only we make God look bad, we also make ourselves look bad.
我们这样子做不只是会让他这位新受洗弟兄姐妹对神有坏印象，对我们也有坏印象。
So we must treat them and really careful and see they are newborn babies.
所以我们要很小心的要对待他们，好像新生的婴孩一样。
So we must start with them with the spiritual milk.
我们要从属灵的牛奶开始。
A baby, you give them meat to eat, they will choke to death.
因为小孩子一个新出生的婴孩，我们给他们吃肉，他们会呛到，会死。
And even sometimes, even some foods like cereal, things like that, mixed with milk, even then, they cannot eat it.
就算给他们吃麦片，他们也或许吃不下。
So it's no different than new baptized members.
所以对于新受洗的弟兄姐妹也是一样。
You can see sometimes new baptized members, when they read the Bible, they really cannot understand it.
有时候新受洗的弟兄姐妹他们读圣经没办法读得明白。
But if there's no one there to nurture them, to share with them, to encourage them, then they will read and try, you know, and interpret the Bible very wrongly.
如果没有一个人坐在他们旁边跟他们解释、跟他们分享的话，他们有可能就会误解圣经的教训。
Especially some members, right? Some members who come from another denomination.
尤其是那些新受洗的弟兄姐妹是从其他教派的教会来的。
So it's very important for us.To really understand this concept.
所以对我们来讲要很注意的要明白这些
no, take it one step at a time.
我们要一步一步的来去做。
Yes, maybe they start with the spiritual milk.
我们要从属灵的牛奶开始。
But little by little, they will come to grow to maturity.
慢慢的他们就会成长。
Because even God, he takes time for us also to grow.
就算是神也是一样，我们也是一样，神让我们慢慢的来去成长。
Let's take a book of Hebrew chapter 5.
我们来看希伯来书的第五章。
The book of Hebrew chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章。
Verse 12 to 14.
12到14节。
Verse 12 to 14.
希伯来书第五章12到14节。
For though by this time you ought to be teachers,You need someone to teach you again the first principle of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. Verse 13.
13节.
For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Verse 14.
14节.
But solid food belongs to those who are full of age, that is, those who by reason of use have their sense exercised to discern both good and evil.So you can see here from verse 12 to verse 14 that yes, when you are a newborn baby, God will give you the time to grow.
在这里就讲到说，如果我们是新生的婴孩神会给我们时间来去成长。
But when they become of age,
但是当他们成长之后，
they must no longer drink only milk.
他们不能够只是喝牛奶了。
They must take solid food.
他们要吃食物了。
So this means when someone is newly baptized, we must go through this process.
所以当一位新受洗的弟兄姐妹也要经过这样子的步骤。
If we don't allow them to go through this process, they will choke themselves to death.
如果我们不让他们这样子慢慢的成长的话，他们会呛到而死。
I mean, when I remember when I first came to my wife and I came to know Jesus.
我记得当我跟我太太刚刚信
And we really praise and thank God how the Boston members really nurture us.
我们真的感谢神在波士顿的弟兄姐妹怎么样子照顾我们。
And the way they did is really according to God's wisdom.
他们做的方法真的是按照神的智慧。
A lot of time they did not say much.
很多时候他们没有讲很多。
But by the action, we know, right, that what they're trying to teach us.
但是借着他们的行为我们知道他们要。教导我们什么?
Because sometimes even if they try to explain to something, we just cannot get it.
因为有时候他们想要跟我们解释一些道理，但是我们还是就是不能明白。
I remember one time during one of the discussion.
我记得有一次当我们在查经的时候。
And I was saying that why do people need to marry in Christ?
I was saying, 我在问题说为什么我们要在主内结婚呢?
And I was, you know, arguing with a minister, right? That this is not right.
我在跟教会的传道在辩论说这个是不对的。
Of course, this was when I was, you know, just newly baptized.
那个时候是我刚刚受洗的时候。
And the minister just shared me very plainly, you know, in the Bible.
那个时候传道只是很简单的跟我分享圣经的话语。
But I still did not want to believe what he said.
但是我那个时候还是坚持不想相信。
But later on, then God just opened my heart and my mind to realize, yes, what the minister said was true.
但是慢慢的神打开我的眼睛打开我的心让我明白到说那个时候传道所说的是对的。
But it takes time.
但这是花时间的。
So that's why for us, when a newly baptized member, we must go through this whole process. If we don't go through the whole process, then if something come upon them, they will fall like from the grace of God.
所以对于一个新受洗的弟兄姐妹来讲，我们一定要这样子慢慢的有步骤的来去让他成长，不然的话，他们遇到问题的时候，他们就会跌倒。
And look at our members in our Dallas Church.
我们来看看在达拉斯教会的信徒。
I know at one point there 24 right, English members who you know baptized together.
那个时候有24位讲英文，主要是讲英文的弟兄姐妹受洗。
And where are those members now?
他们现在在哪里呢？
Actually, very few of them stay in church.
很少留在教会了。
And why was this?
为什么会这样子呢？
Because through this time for us, we really not bring them up to grow in the image and likeness of God.
因为在那个时候在这段时间，我们没有让他们在神的形象当中成长。
For example, morning service.
比如说早上的聚会。
Because it's translated from Chinese to English, so the newly baptized member do not want to come.
因为是用中文讲到英文翻译，所以。这些弟兄姐妹不想来了。
And those who nurture in this group, they do not say this is wrong.、Right?
在那个时候在，辅导他们的这些弟兄姐妹没有说这些是错的，没有告诉他们说这样子不聚会是错的。
So, they just came for lunch, and after lunch, they have fellowship with one another.
所以这些弟兄姐妹只是来吃中饭，然后来团契。
Why? Because we don't recognize or realize all these people are newborn babies.
因为那个时候没有看到说这些信徒只是新生的。
Because they come from another denomination.
因为他们是从外教派来的。
We feel that they are very skillful with the word of God.
我们觉得说他们已经对神的话语很了解了。
Or they know the word of God really well.
他们已经很熟悉神的话语了。
But in reality, the old foundation they have is no foundation at all.
但是事实上他们的根基确实不对的。
But we treat them just like someone been in church for a long time.
但是我们对他们确实好像对老信徒一样。
And we don't tell them what's right and what's wrong.
如果我们没告诉他们什么是对，什么是错的话。
Because when a person is newly born, you must direct them, tell them what's right and what's wrong.
就好像一个新生的小孩子，我们一定要告诉他们什么是对，什么是错。
And at the same time, we must allow them to grow.
在同时我们要给他们时间来去成长。
I remember one time I went to visit a sister. She, newly baptized.
我记得有一次我访问一位新受洗的姐妹。
And she'd been baptized maybe for 3-4 months already.
她受洗了大概3-4个月之。
But she'd been come to church over a year.
她已经来教会一年了。
So when we went to visit her at her house.
所以我去她家里访问她。
And I realized that in her, on her bureau, in her bedroom, she had pictures of Mary.And different saints on her bureau.
在她的房间看到说，她房间有这些圣徒的玛利亚，还有其他圣徒的照片。
Then I ask her, what do you do with these pictures?
我就问她说，你为什么会有这些照片
？And why you have these kind of pictures?
为什么？那你有这些照片用来干嘛
？Then of course she said, oh, sometimes I just pray to Mary, so Mary can help me to pray to God.
所以她就说，有时候我会向玛利亚祷告，因为玛利亚会帮助我向神祷告。
Of course, I share with her. If we do it like this, this means we make Mary to become our idol.
我就跟她分享说，如果我们向玛利亚祷告的话，那玛利亚就成为我们的偶像。
And all the saints and stuff like that, they're just human beings. They're nothing that we should pray to.
这些古圣徒对我们来讲也只是人而已，我们不需要向他们祷告。
And during time, she got very upset.
在那个时候，她很难过。
Of course, she was not upset with me.
当然，他不是对我生气。
She was upset. Why she been in church for over 1 year already? No one ever told her that these things are wrong.
他难过是因为他在教会已经聚会一年了，但是没有人告诉他说这些是错的。
Because she said many members visit her house already before.
因为他说很多弟兄姐妹都有访问过他，去过他家。
But they never told her what is right and what is wrong concerning all the idols she have in her house.
但是确实没有告诉他说他家里面有的这些偶像是错的。
So when I talk to some members, say, "Oh, they're afraid that she's gonna leave the church if we say something."
所以我就跟弟兄姐妹谈为什么有这样子的事情发生。弟兄姐妹就说，我是怕如果跟这位姐妹这样子讲的话，她会离开教会了。
Of course, it's not the right way to interact with new believers.
当然我们不能够很硬的这样子来去对待弟兄姐新的弟兄姐妹。
When it comes to the truth, what is right is right, what is wrong is wrong. But we must use wisdom to express this feeling towards them.
对。在真理里面什么是对什么是错我们要坚持但是我们要有智慧来去行出来
Let's go to Acts chapter 8
我们来看使徒行传的第八章
The book of Acts chapter 8
使徒行传第八章
We start from verse 17
我们从第十七节开始。
Verse 17.
十七节。
Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. And when Simon saw that through the laid of hand, apostles' hand, the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money. Verse 19.
十九节。
Saying, "Give me this power also, that anyone whom I lay hand may receive the Holy Spirit." Verse 20.
二十节。
But Peter said to him, "Your money perish with you, because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money." Verse 21.
二十一节。
You have neither part.Nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. Verse 22. Repent therefore of this your wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. Verse 23. For I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity. Verse 24. Then Simon answered and said, Pray to the Lord for me, that none of these things which you have spoken may come upon me. So we can see Simon the sorcererHe was newly baptized during this time.
我们可以看到说，这位行邪术的西门啊，他是刚刚受洗的。
Because he's newly baptized, he did not know the complete truth.
啊，因为他刚刚受洗，他没办，他不了解啊完全的正道。
So when he saw Peter lay hands on the disciple, they received the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以当他们看到彼得啊在按手的时候，他们啊信徒就受圣灵了。
So for him, he thought that he could buy this, you know, power, this gift.You know, with money.
所以他就以为说可以用钱去买这些能力。
But what did Peter say to him?
然后彼得跟他说什么呢？
Peter did not keep quiet.
彼得没有安静下来。
Why? Because if he keep quiet, this means indirectly saying it's okay for you to say such a thing, right? To feel that you can buy the Holy Spirit with the power of the Holy Spirit with money.
如果彼得是保持安静的话，就是他默许了说西门的想法就是说可以用钱买这些能力。
So Peter said, "Your money perish with you."
在这里彼得就说你的银子和你一同灭亡吧。
Say because you thought the gift of God could be purchased with money.
因为你想神的恩赐是可以用钱买的。
And then he said, "You have no part or portion in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God."
他说你在这道上无份无冠，因为在神面前你的心不正。
Then Peter told him, "You must repent, right?" Therefore, that your wickedness and pray to God, perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven.
所以彼得在跟他讲说，你当懊悔啊，你的这罪祈求主，或者你的信义，信你的义可以得赦免。
And Peter continued to say to him, "You are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity."
因为彼得看得出来，他是正在苦胆之中被罪捆绑。
I see these words that Peter spoke to Simon is very harsh.
事实上彼得所说的这些话都是很强硬的。
But the result, what was the result?
但是结果呢？
Simon repented it.
西门他悔改了。
Because Peter, right, he filled with the Spirit of God and he told Simon exactly what he did wrong.
因为彼得被圣灵充满，他就把西门所做的错事说出来。
So for us, we should not be afraid when you share the truth about new baptized members.
所以当对我们来讲我们不要不好意思的来去跟新受洗的弟兄姐妹谈到。
Yes, even though we know they are newborn baby.
我们知道他们，虽然我们知道他们是新受洗的婴孩。
But we must share them what is the truth and what is not the truth.
我们要跟他们分享什么是正道，什么不是正道。
Because sometimes we not tell them the truth, and then we will hurt them in the end.
因为如果我们不把正道告诉他们的话，到最后他们会受伤。
And that's why, for example, when we have kids,
就好像我们有小孩子一样。
Of course, when they are young, they look so cute.
当他们可爱，还小的时候，他们还可爱。
And sometimes even they lie, we think, oh, you're so cute, right?
当他们有时候撒谎，我们觉得说好可爱啊。
And of course, sometimes the Gentile when the kids curse and stuff, right? Because they are so small when they curse, they just look so cute.
就好像在外面没有信主的小孩子有时候他们看到。这些小孩子说脏话，他们会觉得说好可爱。
And sometimes when you call them, you know, call them like, for example, my niece from Boston, the little one, Sophia, right?
就好像我在波士顿的这个子女Sophia.
So every time I call Sophia, she's like, what? Like that, right?
我有时候跟我叫她 Sophia, 她会说干嘛？
And sometimes she says, yeah, like that.
她说呀，回我。
Then I tell her, Sophia, you cannot talk like this.
就告诉他说 ，Sophia， 你不能这样子讲。
And why she talk like this for so long already？
为什么他一直都是这样子讲话呢
？Because all the adults around her think she's so cute, right? When she say this kind of stuff.
因为他身边的大人觉得说他这样子讲话好可爱。
But when she grow a little bit older，
但是当他再长大一点的时候
，this attitude that we nurture all this time will come out of her.
这些我们让他的成长的这些态度就会慢慢的出来了。
So that's why with those who are newly baptized in Christ.
所以在教会里面新受洗的弟兄姐妹。
From the beginning, we must teach them the way of God.
从开始我们就要告诉他们教导他们神的道。
So because why? Because they are in a critical period of time that they easy for them to fall.
因为这些时候是他们最容易跌倒的时候。
Why? Because as babe, they can be easily tossed to and fro.
因为作为小婴孩，他们很容易的被外面的东西摇来摇去。
You can see when baby walks, like newborn baby walk, like you know, most time they will fall.
就好像刚刚学走路的小朋友，他们容易跌倒。
Listen to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们来看以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Verse 14.
十四节。
Verse 14.
14节
They should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitfulness of plotting.
14节使我们不再做小孩子众人人的诡计和欺骗的法术被一切异教之风动摇飘来飘去就随从各样的异端。
So a new baptized member.
所以作为一个新的受洗的弟兄姐妹
It's very easy for anyone to persuade them
很容易被人家去说服
And sometimes what we say to them is not correct
有时候我们跟他们说的话不一定是正确的
That's why as council members we must use wisdom When a newborn, when a new baptized members interact with certain members We must carefully observe them
所以作为教会的负责人当我们看到新受洗的弟兄姐妹跟其他人在弟兄姐妹在聊天的时候，我们要注意的来去观察。
Because don't think every time members interact with new believers is always good. No, it's not always good.
我们不要一直以为说弟兄姐妹跟新受洗的弟兄姐妹聊天是一定都是好的。
Why? Because that members can say something that is very naked about the church and about brothers and sisters.
因为弟兄姐妹可以跟他们分享一些教会或者是弟兄姐妹之间的不好的事情
And the new believers would believe it
然后新受洗的弟兄姐妹或许就相信了
Because they really do not know the truth
因为他们不了解道理
Just like my little nephew
就好像我小的
Actually when I tell him things he always believes what I tell him to do
我跟他讲的所有事情他都会相信
Actually I can trick him in many many different ways
事实上我可以骗他
And he has no idea that I'm tricking him
他也没有不会想到说我在捉弄他
Of course, I wouldn't do that, right?
当然我不会这样子做。
But in the spirit,
但是在灵里面
Satan will use many people try to trick the new believers.
撒旦会用很多人来去欺骗这些新受洗的弟兄姐妹。
I remember a sister who came to get baptized in Boston Prayer House.
我记得有位姐妹她在波士顿的祈祷所受洗。
And she was so fervent.
她很热心。
When doing her baptism, she even see the blood of Jesus Christ.
在洗礼的时候，他还看到主耶稣的宝血。
And during foot washing, she saw the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ.
当他洗脚的时候，他也看到主耶稣的脚。
Then not even 6 months later, she fell from the grace of God.
但是不到六个月之后，他却是亏欠了神的荣耀。
Why? Because during the time she was truth seeking, there's also another truth seeker.
因为在那个时候，当他慕道的时候，同时间也有另外一位慕道者。
And when she was baptized, he was not baptized.
当他受洗的这位姐妹受洗的时候，这另外一个慕道者没有受洗。
But the true seeker with us for a whole year.
但是这位慕道者，另外一位慕道者，在我们教会聚会有一年了。
And this sister just fell in love with him.
然后这位姐妹爱上了这位慕道者。
And left the church.
然后就离开教会。
And we never see her again.
然后就没有再看到她。
We can see actually, newborn baby, if we must nurture them.
所以我们可以看到说新受洗的弟兄姐妹我们一定要好好的照顾
and protect them from Satan
要保护他们 离开撒旦
because Satan often strike the hardest in the beginning of our faith
因为撒旦都是从一开始就会重重的来去击打我们
let's go to Revelation
我们来看启示录十二章
Verse 1 to verse 4.
启示录十二章第一到第四节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 1 to verse 4.
启示录第十二章第一到四节。
Now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Verse 2.
第二节。
Then being with child, she cried out in labor and pain to give birth. Verse 3.
第三节。
And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having seven heads and ten horns, and seven diadems on his head. Verse 4.
第四节。
His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born.We know this woman represents the true church of God.
我们知道说这个妇人预表着真教会。
The true church of God is full of glory, just like the sun.
就好像这个真教会它是充满着荣耀的，就好像太阳。
And this woman, she wants to give birth.
这个妇人她要生小孩。
But even her birth, she goes through a lot of labor and pain.
当她要生小孩的时候，却是生产是很艰难的。
Just like our church.
就好像我们教会。
To baptize one member is such laborsome and a lot of pain.
事实上要一位慕道朋友受洗是很困难的。
But sometimes when we go through this birth and go through this pain, then when a person is baptized, then we don't take care of them. Of course, this is, it's a waste.
有时候我们花很多努力精力来去生产但是当他们出生之后，我们确实不理他们，实际上是很可惜。
And look at this dragon.
我们来看看这个龙。
He stood right before the woman.
他是站在这个妇人旁边。
So when the woman gave birth, the dragon is ready to devour her child already.
当这个妇人想要生小孩的时候，他就准备要把这个小孩吞吃了。
Just like for new baptized members in our church.
就好像新受洗的弟兄姐妹一样。
The minute a person is baptized, and after that, they will go through trial and tribulation.
当这位弟兄姐妹受洗的之后，他们就会马上就会受到试炼。
So that's why it's so important for us to nurture them and build their foundation in faith.
所以我们很重要的就是要好好的照顾他们，让他们能够在信仰上有根基。
But sometimes, of course, this is not easy.
当然，要这样子做是不简单的。
Especially being council member, we're always so busy in the things we do during Sabbath.
当然，尤其是作为负责人，我们在安息日的时候也很忙。
And a lot of time we have no time to spend with new baptized members.
那时候我们没有时间跟新受洗的弟兄姐妹交往。
But we must do our best to nurture them, to take care of them.
但是我们要尽我们的力量来去照顾他们。
Of course, Satan would love to see us fail. That's the main point.
当然，撒旦是很喜欢看到我们失败。
Because he walked like a roaring lion to devour whom he may devour.
因为他们就好像吼叫的狮子来去看谁可以被吞吃。
And the minute if we are not taking care of the new believers, then slowly Satan is killing them.
所以当我们没有注意新受洗弟兄姐妹的时候，撒旦就会找这个机会来去攻击他们。
So in other words, when I'm talking about growth,After baptism, it all has to do with every single one of us as brothers and sisters.
所以当我们讲到说受洗之后的成长，是在乎于我们每一位弟兄姐妹怎么样子来去照顾他。
We cannot, we cannot. How can we allow a baby to grow up by themselves?
我们怎么样子可以让一个婴孩自己的成长呢？
So this means if a newborn baby falls from the grace of God, we as a church as a whole, we must reflect on ourselves.
所以如果有新受洗的弟兄姐妹，他们离开教会的话，作为教会的我们一体的我们我们一定要好好的反省。
Did we do our best to nurture them?
我们有没有尽我们的力量本分来去照顾他们呢？
Did we do our best to show love toward them?
我们有没有尽我们的力量来去显出我们的爱心？
Did we do our best to counsel them, to encourage them?
我们有没有尽我们的力量来去辅导他们，去勉励他们呢？
If our conscience is clear from all of this, of course we have done our best.
如果我们都尽力的话，当然我们就没话好说了。
Because for the new believers to fall from the grace of God, actually, this is not something that is hard for them to do.
事实上要新受洗的弟兄姐妹离开神是很简单的。
Because we as people, we always go back to our old ways.
很多时候我们是人我们都会常常走回我们以前的路。
Because even though we are baptized,
虽然我们已经受洗了，
then the sin is always still remaining in us.
罪还是在我们里面。
And Satan even used that sin to become more fierce, right, and more prevalent in our life.
事实上，撒旦也会希望让这个罪在我们生活当中显明出来。
And for me, it's exactly what happened.
对我来讲就是这样子。
When I first came to know Jesus,
当我刚刚来信主的时候，
the first 3 years was so difficult.
前3年是很困难。
All the trial and tribulation I had to go through.
我所遇到的苦难
and all the temptations Satan put upon me.
撒旦给我很多的试探
but I really praise and thank God.
但是我真的很感谢神
I have many brothers and sisters who took care of me.
有很多弟兄姐妹真的是照顾我
and I have so many ministers I can call and, ask for advice.
我也可以常常的打电话给传道人员来去得到这些辅导
and I'm sure without them I would be spiritually dead by now.
真的我确定如果他们不在的话我已经在灵里面死去了。
So we must be one of the person who can help to nurture a new baptized man.
所以我们一定要成为一位弟兄姐妹，能够去照顾、帮助这些新受洗的弟兄姐妹。
Because sometimes they can be deceived very easily from Satan.
因为他们很容易的被魔鬼迷惑。
Especially when they think they are strong.
尤其是当他们觉得自己很健强。
Especially we think they are strong.
尤其是当我们觉得他们很强。
And when we think they are strong, and then sooner or later you can see they will go through a great trial and tribulation.
很多时候当我们觉得他们是坚强的时候我们就可以看到慢慢的他们就会遇到这些苦难
And new believers we must treat them as newborn baby
新受洗的弟兄姐妹我们要对待他好像对待新生的婴孩
Because some baby grow faster than others
当然有些小孩子他们长得比较快
But we must look deeply inside by their heart
但是我们要看看他们的内心
To see have they been grown in the image and likeness of God
我们要看看他们真的有没有在神的形象当中成长
Do they have solid foundation
他们的这个根基是不是更坚固
For example my three nieces
就好像我三个子女
And I observe them very actually now this my four nieces are baptized
现在我四个子女都受洗了
And I observe them very closely
我都很仔细的观察
Even three of them baptized almost at the same time
虽然三位他们是差不多同时间受洗
But they grow very differently in the spirit
但是他们在灵里面的成长却是速度不同
One of them her growth is very very slow
因为她的成长很慢
So you have to continue to nurture and nurture and nurture
所以不停地来去辅导他们
And one of them she grow very fast
因为长得很快
But even though she grow very fast make sure her growth is built upon the foundation of Christ
虽然他们因为长得很快但是我们要确定说他的成长是在这个根基上面成长
And the other one she's grown you know, in the middle right? She's very steady
那第三位他是长得比较普通
Then this new one right, just baptized maybe about 5-6 months ago she's also seemed to grow very slow
那刚刚三四个月之前受洗的他的成长率也是比较慢
So because of this you know, I treat them individually very differently
因为他们的成长率比较不同所以我对他们个人的教导就不同
I cannot treat the one who grow very slowly like the one that's grown really fast
我们不能够把成长得很慢的跟成长得很快的一样的这样子对待
I also have to have this kind of mentality too when I'm nurturing them
所以当我照顾他们的时候也有这样子的想法
So why? Because even though the one is grown very slow she thinks she's very strong
虽然对这个他成长得很慢的这个子女来讲他觉得说自己很坚强
But if you really observe her and look at her and you can see actually she's not been grown too much at all
但是如果我们仔细的去观察他的话我们可以看到说他其实成长了不多
And this is the nature right, of a human being
这个就是我们的本性
Just like my nephew Seven when we first go to Sacramento he was bigger than Kenneth right? Kenneth is Soma's son
比如说他刚刚我的最小的这个侄儿他刚刚去到 Sacramento 的时候他比Soma弟兄的儿子 Kenneth 还小
Of course we assume because Seven is a little bit older than Kenneth only like a couple of months something like that
他个子比 Kenneth 大因为我们知道说 Seven 比 Kenneth 年纪大
And then next time we went there Kenneth is like a head taller than Seven
但是下一次带 Seven 再去的时候 Kenneth 差不多比 Kenneth Seven 高一个头了。
Of course, I was so surprised, right?
然后我就觉得说，哦，怎么会这样子
？How can Kennedy grow so quickly? You know, I've been there for 3 months, something like that, right?
但是只是三个月之后怎么 Kennedy 长得那么快
？So that's why we must observe every growth of every members.
所以我们要很注意的来去观察每一位弟兄姐妹的成长。
And give them food that's according to their growth.
我们要按照他们的成长率来给他们食物。
How we continue to nurture them.
这样子才知道怎么样子去 照顾他们。
Of course, we always encourage them that God is the one that can be trusted to help them through all this growing process.
当然，我们可以常常的勉励他们说，啊，是神让他们去帮助他们成长。
And look at little kids when they grow.
我们来看看小朋友他们
怎么成长。We as parents, we have nothing to do with their growth.
事实上，作为父母，我们对他们的成长没有什么帮助。
But by nature, they will grow.
因为就是按照人的本能就会成长。
But we are there to guide them.
我们只是在那边。帮助他们来去成长。
So the process of new believer growth is the same thing.
就好像对新受洗的弟兄姐妹来讲也是一样。
We dare to feed them.
我们给他们食物吃。
We dare to give them water drink.
我们给他们水喝。
But God is the one that will make them grow.
但是只有神来让他们成长。
Good. And then there's things that stop us from growing.
但是有些事情会让我们不能成长。
If people's heart grow dull.
比如说我们的心开始。麻木了。
Even though it seems like the heart has nothing to do with our growth.
虽然我们的心好像心智好像跟我们的成长没有什么关系。
It seems like if the body grow and then the heart also will grow.
我们会觉得说身体成长，我们的心意就会成长。
But spiritually,
但是属灵来讲
，if a person's hearts grow dull, they cannot grow.
但是如果一个人的心麻木的时候，我们没办法成长。
Of course, they also when they come to know Jesus.Sometimes their love also will grow cold.
当一个人信神的时之后，有时候他们的爱心也会变成冷淡。
Remember, this also is growth.
虽然这个也是会成长
，but growth in a negative way.
但是却是成长在这个反面的方向。
If we observe closely with new baptized members,
如果我们仔细的来去看看新受洗的弟兄姐妹
，sometimes all these things will come upon them.
我们可以看到他们这些负面的成长会有看到。
Sometimes their heart grow dull.
我们可以看到他们有时候心里开始麻木。
Sometimes their love become cold.
有时候看到他们的爱心开始冷淡了。
Then of course they also in danger of growing weary and doing good.
他们也开始慢慢的就觉得说做好事、做善事是很疲倦。
Especially for new baptized members.
尤其是对新受洗的弟兄姐妹来
讲。Because in the beginning they are so zealous.
刚刚开始他们很热心。
They want to do this, they want to do that.
他想做这些，想要做那些。
But all of a sudden.Their heart, grow dull. Their love grow cold, and then they feel like, wow, doing good is so burdensome.
慢慢的，他们心开始麻木了，他们的爱心开始冷淡了，他们觉得说要做好的事情很难。
So that's why it's good for us to take time to nurture them.
所以，真的对我们来讲是要好好的来去花时间照顾他们。
And also grown corrupt according to deceitful lusts.
另外的就是。我们也慢慢的腐败就是因为我们这个私欲在我们里面。
Even though we are baptized and received the Holy Spirit,
虽然我们受洗了领受了圣灵了。
It doesn't mean we're going to grow the right way.
我们不代表说就会在正面方面来去成长。
Because if we allow the old self to be inside of us, then when we grow, we'll grow according to Satan's way, that is, to lust.
但是如果我们还是让我们的旧人在我们的身体里面的话，我们就会让撒旦有机会来去让我们没有办法成长。
And some new members also, when they grow, actually they grow becomes a lot of resentment stuff like that toward Jesus Christ.
有时候弟兄姐妹他们成长，慢慢的也会对主耶稣有排斥。
It's interesting.
有时候很奇怪。
Because sometimes when they go through trial and tribulation,
有时候他们遇到这些患难。
Because they don't really understand the heart of a Lord Jesus Christ, and then they become very resentful. Why did God allow me this to happen to me? Why that happened to me?
当他们遇到困难的时候他们没办法了解到主耶稣的心智他们就会觉得说，为什么神让我受这些苦？
And sometimes we can grow worse and worse, and deceive and being deceived.
有时候我们会越长越坏，然后我们会去迷惑别人，也会让。别人迷惑。
Actually, not everyone who is baptized, they baptize according to God's will.
有时候不，很多弟兄姐妹他们受洗不是按照神的旨意受洗的。
Because some people come to get baptized, they have their own agenda why they want to be baptized.
有时候有些人他们来我们教会受洗，他们已经有一些计划，为什么要受洗
？Of course, we do our best to try to prevent all these things.
当然我们尽我们的力量来去避免这样子的事情发生。
That's why the Antichrist will come out of us.
所以才会说这个敌基督将来是从我们出来的。
Because the Antichrist, they're not of us. The Antichrist is not of us, even though they are with us.
因为这些敌基督虽然是 从我们出来，但是不是我们里面的人。
So that's why when new baptized member is another reason why we should observe them.
啊，所以这些新受洗的弟兄姐妹啊，我们要好好的来去啊观察他们。
Is Satan using them to draw one of the brothers and sisters away from church?
是不是撒旦在用他们来去引诱我们的弟兄姐妹离开教会呢？
Because it happens before.
因为在教会也发生过这些事情。
So that's why we must observe them, even you know.In the sense that, you know, to nurture them and also to observe them, make sure they're not a tool of Satan to cause a brother and sister to fall.
So, 当我们照顾他们的同时，我们也要好好的观察他们，啊，要确定啊，撒旦没有用他们作为工具来去啊攻击我们教会。
So the only way for us to, you know, prevent all these things from happening, we must strengthen their relationship.With God and with brothers and sisters.
所以，如果我们要避免刚才所说到的这些不啊负面的事情所发生的话，我们就要啊在我们的这个神跟人之间的关系要好好的建立。
They must continue steadfastly in the apostle doctrines.
啊，我们要坚持啊这个使徒的教训。
And fellowship.
还有团契。
And breaking of bread.
还有擘饼。
And prayer.
还有祷告
and one accord in the temple,
还有在圣殿里面的同心
and breaking bread from house to house,
在一家跟一家之间的擘饼
and then they will eat food with gladness and simplicity of heart,
我们要带着感谢的心还有简单的心来去领受
食物 then their life will be full in our praise to God,
然后我们就能够从心里赞美神
then they will have faith with God and with men,
这样子我们在人跟人跟神的眼前也可以蒙恩。
Because there's many angles we can look from, you know, growth after baptism.
当然在我们可以从很多不同的角度来看受洗之后的成长。
But we know praying and reading is the most important thing.
我们知道读经跟祷告是最重要的方法。
But a lot of time, newborn babies cannot feed themselves.
很多时候新受洗的这些弟兄姐妹没办法自己供应自己。
We must feed them.
我们一定要为他们
by encouraging them,
接着勉励他们
by praying for them,
接着为他们代祷
by praying with them,
接着跟他们一起祷告
If we don't take the time to do this, it's very easy for them to fall from the grace of God.
如果我们没有花时间来这样子跟他们一起做的话，很多时候他们就会亏欠神的能力。
So now we're going to break up into group.
那现在我们要分组。
And for the topics in a group, maybe what are the most difficult things about growth after baptism?
所以我们可以讨论一下除了刚才我们所提到的一些困难之外究竟在这个受洗之后成长还有什么其他困难的方面
And why Acts chapter 2 verse 40 verse 47 is a perfect example how we can allow the new baptized member to grow
为什么使徒行传第二章40到47节是一个很好的例子让弟兄姐妹来去成长呢
Then we also can talk you know, many other topics if we want concerningNo growth after baptism.
我们也可以讨论一下其他关于这个受洗之后成长的课题。
What is effective and what is not effective?
什么是有效，什么是没有效
？Now let's break into group.
我们来分组。
And we want to come back 5 minutes before 12, and so we can pray together, and then we say grace, and we have lunch together.
然后我们会在11:55回到这边，然后一起祷告，然后来用午餐。
Let's break to our groups like yesterday.
我们就好像昨天这样子分组。
Thank you.